Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Wayne Lees, the coordinator of Squeal on Pigs Manitoba. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Lees.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Squeal on Pigs Manitoba has released its 2025 year in review. First of all, just a little bit of background. Who is Squeal on Pigs Manitoba and what is its role?
Well, Squeal on Pigs Manitoba is the organization that has been assembled under the direction of Manitoba Pork, but we also receive funding from the provincial government and the federal government through the SCAP program. But our job is to eliminate the wild pig population in Manitoba, so control it first and eventually get rid of it.
What does the 2025 year in review cover, and how does it cover it?
Well, the 2025 review builds on the work that we've done previously. So we really got started back in 2022, and every year we've been able to remove more and more pigs and have more and more collaboration with the public in terms of trying to reduce the population of breeding wild pigs in Manitoba.
Why has the control and eradication of wild pigs become such a top of mind priority?
Well, there are many reasons why we don't want wild pigs here. Wild pigs, and specifically I'm referring to the Eurasian wild boar that are really the problem. They can establish populations in the wild and breed in the wild, and they cause tremendous amount of damage ecologically in terms of their damage to the environment, their impact on other native wildlife species, and they can also cause crop damage as well. But the real big issue with having wild pigs on the landscape is that they are a potential carrier of African swine fever. And if you'll notice that African swine fever outbreaks have been spreading around the world fairly frequently in the last few years, and there's quite a large one now in Europe, in Spain, that has attracted attention.
What were the highlights for the Squeal on Pigs initiative for 2025?
Well, we continue to get really good collaboration with the public on reporting sightings of wild pigs. That's one of the first ways that we learn where wild pigs are in the environment. So that's a really important part. And they've reported pigs through our website, which is www.squealonpigsmbe.org, or through our toll-free number, which is 1-833-SPOT-PIG. And once we get an indication from the public, then we'll go out and do surveys of the landowners to see if they can have either spotted wild pigs or signs of wild pigs. And once that happens, then we establish a baiting site and we work with the landowner to trap the pigs and remove them. So it's a win-win situation. The other thing is that our success has been going up. This last year, we've trapped 206 wild pigs. So we've removed that number from the population. And when we remove those pigs, we also take samples for this African swine fever. So this is a big part of our surveillance to make sure that we're proving to the world that we don't have that disease.
Where do the wild pig populations tend to be concentrated, And where is Squeal on Pigs Manitoba focusing its attention, its activities, and why?
Well, the main population of the existing group of wild pigs is in the Spruce Woods Park area. And that's the area that we've really been focusing on over the last year. So we've had really good success in trying to reduce that population. There's another smaller population at the northern end of Lake Manitoba, but and we're working there too, but we really want to get this focus of infection, infestation rather, of wild pigs removed in that Spruce Woods area so that we can really make a big dent on the population.
You touched on the number of removals. What are we actually seeing in terms of numbers, and what impact is that having on the overall population?
Well, it's hard to gather definitive information on the overall population. It's very difficult to estimate it, but we estimate the overall population of wild pigs to be in the high hundreds, low thousands. So that kind of gives us a range of population that that we can work with. And I think that as we keep removing pigs year after year, at least half of them are mature adults. So that helps to remove animals from the breeding population. So if we can continue in this effort, we'll start to make a big dent.
You touched on the spread of ASF. How have situations in other regions, most notably Spain, where wild boar have been infected with ASF, changed the urgency of addressing the situation in Canada?
It's really put a focus on how African swine fever could impact the domestic swine herd if it was ever introduced. And because wild pigs can be carriers of this disease, it's a very significant influencer, if you will, on the urgent ability to remove pigs. So we've had really good support from provincial government, from the federal government, and from Manitoba Pork Council in our efforts in trying to ramp up our ability to find out where the pigs are and find out how best to trap them. The issue in Spain is that Eurasian wild boar are a native species there. And so they actually have a population that is indigenous there, and it becomes very, very difficult then to try to track down all these animals. I was looking at the estimated density of wild boar in Spain, and I was just astounded because their density of wild boar is at least 10 times what we expect our most highly dense area is in the Spruce Woods area. So really the situation in Canada is very, very different than the situation in Spain, but we can certainly learn from their efforts as to how they're going about to control a population.
How is the Canadian situation actually unique, and what does differentiate the Canadian situation from those of other regions, including the United States?
Well, we've discovered a while ago that the population of Eurasian wild boar in a warm climate is very, very different than the population in a cold climate, such as Canada. In a warm climate, these animals can survive year over year. They don't have to deal with winter. Usually food sources are quite a bit more available. And survivability of the young tends to be pretty high. We find that in Canada, our situation is very different. And so we can't really make direct comparisons with the estimates of populations in the U.S. with the estimates of populations here. In our situation, wild pigs have to live off the land, and so they tend to like oak areas where they can live off of acorns. They'll dig up pastures and survive that way. Sometimes they'll get into corn crops as well. But the biggest thing is that if a litter is born late fall, early winter, the chances of having a high number of those piglets survive is very, very low. So in that sense, winter is our friend when it comes to trying to reduce the population.
Given those differences, how do strategies and goals need to be structured to accommodate the situation in Canada?
Well, as I mentioned, because it's so different, we can learn lessons from other countries, but we have to develop our own field techniques for controlling wild pigs. For instance, we've been working with Assiniboine College to try to develop an environmental DNA test for stream water, so that if we could identify through sampling stream water if wild pigs are present or not, that would be a big help in our ability then to focus on areas where we find wild pig DNA, or on the converse, we don't need to waste our time on areas where we find no evidence of wild pig DNA. So looking through the various areas of, especially of bushland and parkland, can be a very daunting task. So it's, we try to use all the tools at our disposal in order to find the wild pigs and then trap them and eliminate them.
Is eradication possible, and what are the factors there?
Well, I believe that eradication is possible. I don't think it's going to be quick or easy, but I think it is possible. I look to the rat control program in Alberta as a bit of a model for that. You know, over the years, Alberta's been able to keep rats out of the province through a very diligent effort of, you know, locating the animals and then getting rid of them. And that program's been very successful over the last 50 years or so. I think that we have a really good chance of eliminating these invasive animals. It may take a decade, it may take two, but I think we can do it, and I think it's worthwhile, because otherwise we're just living with the problem versus trying to deal with it and solve it.
How has public awareness of this whole issue changed, and what have been the factors fueling that?
Well, I think, generally speaking, most folks are aware of the wild pig control efforts, and we've been pretty active in getting out to various venues, meetings, conferences, news reports, and trying to spread the message that, you know, these wild pigs don't belong here. They're an invasive animal, and if folks report us sightings, then we will collaborate with landowners and help to get rid of them for them. So I think that message is actually has reached a pretty big audience. Obviously, you can never reach 100% of the people, but I think our public awareness is actually fairly high.
How can anyone interested access the 2025 year in review or get more information?
Well, our website's a really good way of getting the information. All of our annual reports are on the website, and we'll also, we have maps of where the all of the sightings have come in. So we try to make things pretty accessible to folks. As I mentioned, if you go to squealonpigsmb.org, all of that information is there, and the all of the annual reports are there, and you can see how we've managed to boost the number of sightings and removals year over year. So we're pretty pleased with that.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, we're always looking for new ideas on and new ways, especially, as I mentioned, to find the pigs. One of the things that we've actually found works really, really well have been thermal imaging drones. And since drone technology over the last few years has really advanced, we've been using that tool to be able to fly an area, particularly a bush or areas that would be hard to walk through. And our drone flights have been one of the key reasons that we can pick up where these pigs are hunkered down. And that's been part of the reason that we've been able to remove more pigs over the last number of years.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Wayne Lees, the coordinator of Squeal on Pigs Manitoba. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.